Heights Mobile Monitoring.
EFW, good afternoon.
EFW, this is Scale 4NH. Hello there, my name's Fred. I'm currently mobile in Greer. How are you doing today?
Yep, doing well. The name over here is Ken, mobile down 85 headed to Greer.
We must get ready to cross pass by each other then here shortly.
Heck over there. Hopefully I'll beat the traffic.
For lack of better terms, busy.
Yeah. Yeah, 20 years ago it was just a nice little peaceful country town, and now look at it.
Given the history of Greer, I knew it was a small town, but I know it's grown a lot since it first came here.
Tripled at least since the 90s, anyway.
That's
a good ride out 101 towards Blue Ridge and never see another car. Now it's just a string of cars.
It's changed. Heck, I've actually lived in Greer for at least a couple of years, and downtown Greer has changed a lot since I was last in it.
Yeah, we've been in Greer, I guess, the last 25 years anyway.
We moved down here about, oh man, I want to say 9-10 years ago now. Good Lord, it's been a while. I first moved down here from North Carolina with my parents, and then I moved out to Greenville, so I haven't really been in Greer that much or as much as I want to.
I left this area in about 78 and didn't come back until the mid-90s. There wasn't nothing here in the late 70s.
Where I'm living right now, I live out in Pelzer. It's a country town, man. I pretty much got hardly nobody out there. It's pretty small town, but man, it's pretty nice having a small community there.
That anymore, it's getting hard to find those nice little country towns and that.
Got one. Been actually looking at possibly get my hands on some land here in the near future once the market finally dies down a lot.
They're getting proud of it. It's like, man, we were looking the other day, it's like some of it's like $10,000 an acre. That's probably not going to happen.
Right. Whenever I was first looking for a house to buy, man, let me tell you, it was getting absolutely crazy.
3 years ago, you know, they wanted you to give your house away, and now it's, you know, I've been looking, thinking about selling, but dang, you can't find nothing to move into, so we have to put that on hold for a while.
Those are about last year in October. Moved out there because I was planning on getting my amateur radio license. I knew the apartment I was living in at the time would not allow me to do any kind of amateur radio work at all. I'm pretty happy that I got a house now where I can do all that.
You must be fairly new. I'm remotely new myself. I got a couple of years, I guess.
Took it back in March. Just got my upgrade 2-3 weeks ago, whatever time, or last month, whenever they're doing that last testing session, I went in and got my upgrade and moved up to general class. So, I don't know if I'm going to get my general this year. I'll probably wait until next year to get my general, or my extra class.
Congratulations. I'm a general class right now, and I was taking the Greer Club was, before COVID, had in-person classes, and I was taking in-person classes for extra, and about that time COVID hit, and that put an end to that.
Place where I studied up through with my general class, they got an extra class course, things called a ham radio outlet or something like that. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but that's where I went studied up for my general class. I pretty much crammed it. I've pretty much been studying on and off, and whenever I decided to finally get to my test, I pretty much spent a week on there, and everything basically made sense on it.
Kind of old-timey, hands-on type of guys. I really need to hear it. I can't stay focused when I'm doing something like on a website or reading, and that reading just puts me to sleep.
Actually, I do. I'm actually a hands-on type of learner, but I was pretty much trying to take the little different, or that information that site had bite-sized pieces, and slowly but surely work my way through everything.
Did you get on HF yet?
I've been using my Omer's KI-4 MRAs, Yaesu's ST-991A, with a fan dipole set up. I've actually got the same radio at home, and I'm working on a vertical or a Titan gap antenna for HF, and I just got to get in the air now. That part's proven to be on the difficult side.
You have a wire, but I've made quite a few contacts. I think I'm up to maybe 54 countries, I think, and that. So that's good for me, no more than I've been able to get on.
For tune two.
6 through 80.
That's pretty impressive there.
Up there off of Highway 11 at the Wireman, and it does really good.
Copy that transmission. My radio had APRS running. I forgot to turn it off. Transmitted right in the middle of you talking.
Pull up there off of Highway 11 at the Wireman, and it works pretty good.
I've heard of him before. I was told he makes cables and stuff too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got all kinds of stuff for amateur radio antennas. He's kind of like at the intersection of Highway 11 and 101. I think he's in that general area right there.
I'll have to look him up on Google then. I'm actually looking at doing a HF mobile antenna that I can put up and bring back down pretty quickly for like Phil Day and maybe POTA or something like that.
An inverted B about 35 feet to the apex, and I think it's 106 feet long each side, and it's got ladder line that comes down the middle.
Oh, that thing is a long. Well, that's pretty impressive though.
I really can't complain about it. I get good reports about it, and you know, my furthest contact is Australia on 100 watts, so I really can't complain.
That one bit, heck, especially going out that far, I've actually been noticing that I've been able to hear on Japan. My dad's been able to hit them. I wasn't there, I was actually at work, but he was telling me how he can hit Japan with no problems, and they can hear, and he can hear them pretty clearly here recently with the solar activity that's been going on.
Up at the right time of day to catch Japan. I mean, I've seen where people have said that they were on, but I just can't pull them out right now. And hopefully, conditions will be getting better and better.
The FTA, he was pulling them out pretty easily, about on 17 meter, if I remember correctly. He was pulling everything out with 17 meter, Japan, Australia. I think he made was hearing people in Russia too.
Yeah, I haven't ventured into any of that digital FT8 or anything like that. I'm just strictly single sideband voice.
Station ID. FT8 and FT4 and stuff like that is actually pretty fun. Me and my dad use it here and there for most of the time. My dad uses it most of the time. I flip-flop between sideband and digital modes. I have a blast using either one of them.
Time you're on the radio in the mornings?
Kind of been sporadic here recently. It's most of the time whenever I need to go to my parents' house when I end up playing HF radio, but most of the time I'm actually on VHF, UHF from about 6:30 in the morning to like 7 in the morning. Sometimes a little bit later, depending upon what I got going on time.
Heading in by 5:30 to about 6:15. And there was a little morning crew of us that was on, and that I would just invite you to join us anytime if you're up at that time.
I mean, as much as I like to join in on that, I'll actually be on shift, and with the way things are going right now, I don't think I'll be able to even pull off or be able to step outside my little handheld to talk to y'all. It's been so busy at my job here recently.
Rocking it.
Working Drive on Moonville, Long 25.
It is. You got somebody in there that works for a company called Valen?
Valen. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's our supplier for some of our parts, whenever we need replacement parts and stuff.
Big guy named Mike Kirby.
I'm talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about. I've actually met the man once.
Again, tell him Ken said, hey, I used to work down here at Fabri-Kal, and he was down there for a long time, but then when COVID hit, I switched.
Work at Fabri-Kal, do you happen to know, or did you happen to know a gentleman named Chase Posey?
Yep, roger that, maintenance guy.
Well, he works the Drive Automotive now, just figured I'd ask, because he used to work out at Fabri-Kal, now he's working on Drive with me.
The one out there, what was his name? I'll think of it in a minute here.
Anybody else that works at Fabri-Kal that works out of Drive off? I know we got some people from my old job there now, but it's been pretty much a hit or miss with some of the guys in different areas going out to Drive.
Fabri-Kal 21 years. Back when everything all started and that, they brought me back, but you know, it was so iffy and that, whether we were going back, whether we were going to get laid off or and that, I just looked for something. Now I'm at a chemical plant up in Spartanburg.
Fabri-Kal being sold off to a different owner now and them freezing hiring, but something I just heard from a gentleman that I work with now.
Bought up by a company called Pactive Evergreen, and I think they were in the process of signing the paperwork, probably around right now, I guess.
How things work that way.
It's for me a lot less stress, and that same job, and that, but when I leave out of there at 4 o'clock, I'm done for today, unlike over at Fabri-Kal.
Yeah, Drive Automotive, I'm... My work follows me straight home until at least 9 a.m.
Over there, I was in parts, and they may call you at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday and needing a part, and you know, you are trying to find somebody that's got it, lining up a courier, and that, it just never ended.
My job, or Drive right now, is pretty much, they continuously text until like 9 a.m. whenever they go to all their meetings, but after that, it's... They stop blowing up my phone somehow, some way. But for the most part, though, I'm thinking about changing my either jobs or careers. I'm just not enjoying what I'm doing with right now at Drive.
For me, I got maybe 4 or 5 more years left to go. And that, so hopefully I can retire then. If not, I guess I'll be working until 90.
Until you're 90. Just join Dave. Come on in on the radio, 24/7.
Talking on the radio. Like I said, I'm on in the morning and about this time in the afternoon. And sometimes on the weekend if me and Mom are headed somewhere. But it's rare that we take this car. And that usually we're in her Jeep and that. And I don't have another radio yet.
I understand that one. I actually was originally driving a different vehicle long before I got my ticket. And I was using a handheld for a while there as my quote-unquote mobile radio, and then I finally got your dedicated mobile radio for my actual vehicle.
Studying for my ticket, I had a little bow thing, and I was listening to the morning crew, and that, but it receives pretty decent riding down the road, but it doesn't transmit well at all.
A Yaesu FT70DR, I think it is. I know it's FT70D, I just don't remember if it's an E or an R at the end. I use that for, I still use that to this day. I actually use it from C4FN, which is Fusion. But I used to use that as my little quote-unquote mobile rig with a mag mount on the back of my trunk.
Lip mount on the back of my trunk, little short antenna, this ICOM 2730.
I'm actually using a Yaesu STM300 right now with a Comet antenna on my trunk. Pretty clear as well.
ours that worked at Fabri-Cal, and that this is the radio he had, and always liked how it sounded, so I picked me one up.
Find other ham radio operators where I work at. I know there's one, but he never plays radio whenever he's on the mobile or something like that. He only uses only plays radio when nets are running in his area.
One out here where I'm working at, and she doesn't have a mobile in her car, and that, but her and her husband both have their license about 10 years now, I guess.
And I'm actually trying to get one of my buddies in. Got a valve thing right here. He can actually hear us. I'll help on that. I'm trying to get him to get his amateur radio license so he can come on in and join us.
Pretty bad spot right now. At all right now, it's just too much static.
Been good?
No, I mean, I can understand you, but it was tough.
My radio looks that funky around this area.
Over there by Edwards Road and Pelham Road, it's pretty tough right there.
Get to 690, y'all. All right, then, I guess, yeah, I'm having a hard time right now. I'm basically surrounded by a bunch of cars right now, and I know this time of day, especially with this many vehicles around, it's definitely hard for me to hit the meter in this area.
But I'm going to say 73. I enjoyed it. You about talked me all the way back to the rear.
I'm going to answer myself. I'm sorry about that, but 73, big KO4NH. I'll be clear after your final. Have a great day.
Everyone, look forward to talking to you again. KN4 TFW.